Good evening and welcome to the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors Reorganization Meeting. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2026. The time is now 6:40. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin roll call, beginning with my right.
Greg Phillips.
Bill Genoway.
Tina Garzillo.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Amanda Lafty, Assistant Township Manager.
The next item on the agenda is public comment, but before I come to that, we convened into an executive session to talk about legal matters before we convened into this meeting. The next item on the agenda is for public comment. If there's someone in the audience who would like to come forward to the podium to make public comment about anything that's on the agenda, now's that opportunity. At the end of the meeting, if there's additional public comment about something that's not an agenda item, I'll allow opportunity for that to happen as well. So if there's anyone that would like to come to the podium to talk about an agenda item. Okay, seeing none, I'll move forward. The next item on the agenda is the swearing in, and Judge Patrick Krause is with us, and if he can come forward, and I'll come down.
The first swearing in will be for Township Supervisor Tina Garzillo.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Please raise your right hand. I, Tina Garzillo.
I, Tina Garzillo.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinance of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my position with fidelity.
And without consideration to a person's race.
And without consideration to a person's race.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Color, sex, religious creed.
Sexual orientation, age.
Sexual orientation, age.
National origin, ancestry.
National origin, ancestry.
Immigration status, handicap, or disability.
Immigration status, handicap, or disability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The next swearing in will be for Evelyn Anchors for tax collector.
Please raise your right hand, Evelyn. I, Evelyn Anchors.
I, Evelyn Anchors.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support, obey, and defend.
I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And I will discharge the duties of tax collector.
And I will discharge the duties of tax collector.
In Upper Marion Township, Montgomery County, with fidelity.
In Upper Marion Township in Montgomery County with fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank
everyone.
You. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And the final swearing in will be for Township Auditor Rhonda Cohen.
Please raise your right hand, Rhonda. I, Rhonda Cohen.
I, Rhonda Cohen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And I will discharge the duties of Township Auditor.
And I will discharge the duties of Township Auditor.
In Upper Marion Township, Montgomery County, with fidelity.
in Upper Marion Township.
Montgomery County.
Montgomery County with fidelity.
You're still going to make it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to make just a quick comment that congratulations to both Rhonda Cohen and to Evelyn Ankers for fulfilling their duties and looking forward to your fulfilling your next term. And I'm honored to be able to serve the township once again for a six-year term serving as one of the Board of Supervisors. So thank you for your support and your trust in me. All right, next is the election of the offices of the Board of Supervisors for 2026. The first item on the agenda is a temporary chairperson selection. And do we have a nomination to select someone for a temporary chair?
I'll nominate Supervisor Kenny to handle the chores of temporary chairperson.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion made by Vice Chair Genoway, seconded by Supervisor Phillips to appoint Carol Kenny as temporary chair. The floor is yours. Oh, we have to vote on that? Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. all in favor of having Carol Kenny serve as temporary chair, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 5-0.
Okay, thank you.
You are now official.
I'm now officially the temporary chair, and this, you know, it's gonna make a joke, but. Okay, I will, I'm in a position to accept nominations for chairperson for the Board of Supervisors.
I'll nominate Tina Garzillo as chairperson of the Board of Supervisors.
I'll second that nomination.
Okay, Bill Genoway has nominated Tina Garzillo for chairperson of the Board of Supervisors, and it was seconded by Greg Phillips. Are there any other nominations for chairperson? Okay, seeing none, we're in a position to vote for Tina Garzillo for chairperson of the Board of Supervisors. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes 5-0. Okay, turning it back over to our renewed chairperson, Tina Garzillo. Thank you.
And next on the agenda is the selection of vice chairperson for the Board of Supervisors. May I accept a nomination, a motion for someone to serve as the vice chair?
I'll nominate Bill Genoway as vice chair.
And I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations to come forward? Hearing and seeing none, we're in the position to take a vote on that. All in favor of appointing Bill Genoway as vice chairman again on the Board of Supervisors, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Okay, next on the agenda is the appointments for various positions. For Secretary Treasurer, appointment for Anthony Hamaday, Township Manager. For Assistant Secretary Treasurer, Amy Brouse, who is our Finance Director. For pension, Chief Administrative Officer of the Police and Non-Union Plans, Amy Brouse, Finance Director. For Township Solicitors, Kilkenny Law. For Special Tax Counsel for Act 511, Sean Kilkenny. Labor Counsel, Patrick Harvey, with Campbell, Durant, Beatty, Palumbo, and Miller. Zoning Hearing Board, Eastburn and Gray, PC. For Township Auditor, our 511 Tax Auditor, CBIZ Markham, LLP. Township Right to Know Officer, Assistant Township Manager Amanda Lafty. Township Consulting Engineers, for Land Division, Land Subdivision Development Plan Applications, HRG Engineers. Traffic and Signalization, Bowman Consulting Engineers. Wastewater Operations and Pretreatment, Arrow Consulting Inc. MS4 Stormwater Permits, Arrow Consulting Inc. And then finally, for our citizen boards, commissions, and authorities, the list of reappointees are for the did I skip? What did I skip? Okay, that's not, why is that on my mind? Chairman of Board Vacancy Committee, Marianna Hearn. Oh, it wasn't on my reorg list. That's why. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for catching that. And now for the Citizen Board member appointments, terms beginning January 2026. Transportation Authority, General Authority, Marvin Manili. BCA, Brent Montique. Community Center, Melissa Adams. ECDC, Anmal Daruka. EAC, Teresa Landowee and Lewis Willis. For the Farmers Market, Beth Davis. For the Library Board, David Bristow and Fazia Shaman. Media Board, Michael Cardero and Maxine Jesualdi. For Park and Rec, Paul Salami. For the Pension Board, Roseanne McGrath. For the Planning Commission, Mark McKee. For Public Safety, Jen Schaubel and Charles Rossi. May I entertain a motion to adopt these appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this matter? All in favor of these assignments, please signify by saying aye.
So the one thing about, we do have an opening on the Zoning Hearing Board. I understand that there's a member that wants to be reappointed. That would be John Tolman. So I don't know if you want to consider that, but I'd move to include his name in that list.
And I will second that.
The appointment going forward, we can have discussion about that, and he's welcome to be under consideration. We have a few applications for people that are interested in serving on the Zoning Hearing Board, and we will put that into the mix of discussion.
I would just put out there that there may be a zoning hearing in the next month before we get to appoint additional people, where there will be a 2-2 tie. The application will be automatically denied. So we are missing one key member on a 5-member board.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I just want to point out that besides what Mr. Phillips just said, is there actually an allegation of any type of wrongdoing on the part of Mr. Tolman? Because he has served both in that board and other boards for years. There are things in this township that would not exist in this township but for Mr. Tolman, starting with the Upper Merion Community Center. He was also involved in some of the early establishments of trails in this township. He was a major role and played a major role in the open space referendum. So if somebody can give me a legit reason, then obviously I wouldn't support his reappointment, but I've heard nothing about Mr. Tolman actually engaging in any type of wrongdoing. We've got the liaison of that board supporting his reappointment. And in this situation, I'm going to stand with the liaison.
I appreciate your comments. For all the appointments at the end of their terms, it's up to the discretion of the Board of Supervisors to move forward with an appointment or not an appointment. His term has come to an end, and we're making that decision going forward on that. I don't know if we...
Why don't we do this? There are a number of different appointments. If we could have a separate vote on Mr. Tolman's appointment. I would just point out, as liaison, our Zoning Hearing Board has been very good with our citizens as well as in making key decisions. To my knowledge, since Mr. Tolman's been on the board and Mr. Jonas has been our solicitor, they have not been overturned in that particular period of time. So I would just ask the chair, you know, as a point of privilege as liaison, that we would just hold that vote separately tonight. And then, you know, if it goes 3-2 one way or the other, so be it.
Our solicitor isn't present for me to get clarification on that. I don't know how we do votes that you're splitting up items on a voting decision. So do we need to have a motion to change the agenda and pull that item out? No, you believe that we may?
I would think that the first thing we need to do is to take a vote on the motion made by Mr. Phillips and seconded by myself, which was to add Mr. Tolman's name to the list. I think that's the first thing that probably has to be done, unless Mr. Phillips is going to withdraw that motion.
No, I think that's an appropriate way to deal with it. And we can do that. We can do that as a separate vote, mm-hmm. But you have a number of folks that I don't want to hold up their nominations. But I think, you know, if we're going to if we're going to appoint people tonight, we should kind of be comprehensive. And I do believe there is a hearing coming within the next 2 weeks before the board, zoning hearing board. So I want to make sure that we have a full slate, whoever that is, but so that we're not ending up depriving one of our citizens of an approval that, but for a 2-2 tie, they would have, may have gotten in.
All right, since that motion is on the floor, we'll take a vote on that issue, and then all the remaining items for the appointees, we'll vote on that separately then. So we'll need a second motion then to be made on the floor for the rest of the appointees.
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion on that one, on that matter?
I understand what we're voting on. Are we holding Mr. Phillips's motion until we vote on the list that you read? In other words, are we reading that first?
No, his is the last.
The opposite.
Supervisor Phillips's motion is the first one has to be dealt with, so that's on the table. You know, I'm not sure of any other motion.
I believe that complicates matters. I believe that if that's the case, then I understand what he's attempting to accomplish. We should vote on this list first. We should withdraw that motion. Vote on this list first and make a motion to do the other one. I think that's a clear way. Actually, no. He can have to withdraw.
The vote on this thing first, and then the rest of it is free game. Yes. That is actually the Robert's Rules.
Mr. Phillips,
that's correct.
Yeah.
An interesting thing I learned today about Robert's Rules of Order: you don't have to have a second motion; that you can just make a vote without a second.
Yeah.
So I learned that today.
Yeah. I don't know what a version you're looking at, but
that came from legal counsel.
A nomination.
I'll have to have a conversation with him offline.
We spent a lot of time on discussion of something that happens once every 10 years.
So again, I would just like to understand specifically what are we voting on for this?
My understanding is Supervisor Phillips' motion is to include Mr. Tallman as an appointment to the Zoning Hearing Board. Yes. To the list of appointments. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All in favor of adding Mr. Tallman to the list for appointees for the Zoning Hearing Board, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed to that decision, please signify by saying nay.
Nay.
Nay. It is denied 3-2. Okay. Now we'll have a motion for the balance of the appointees on the list that I had previously read.
So I'll make a motion to approve the list of appointees that were read by the chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on this matter? All in favor of reassigning all of these appointees and new appointees, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda is the scheduling of the 2026 meeting dates. May I have a motion to accept all of the meeting dates that were selected?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on this matter?
Just real quick, Madam Chair. I know that in the initial draft, one of the meetings was scheduled on the day of first night of Passover.
Yes.
So I believe that was changed, and I just want to confirm that was changed.
That was changed.
Perfect.
And it was changed as well for two of the citizen boards. I can't remember. I think it was Farmers Market and maybe Parks and Rec. So we acknowledge that. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. Okay. All in favor of adopting the schedule for our 2026 meeting day, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda, resolution number 2026-01, depositories for township funds. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on this matter? All in favor of accepting the resolution number 2026-01, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda, item 10, affirmation of 2026 holidays for township employees. Is there a motion to affirm these holiday days for the township employees?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the affirmation of the holidays for township employees, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda, item 11, selection of delegates for the 2026 PSATS 101 Annual Convention, which will be held on April 18th through the 21st, 2026. Authorization of attendance and appointment of a voting delegate. Pardon me? Oh, okay. Sorry. Would someone like to select a delegate? May I do this?
Mr. Hamaday.
As he's covering his face and he can't run.
I'm also the delegate for Montgomery County Association of Township Officials. So if you want to delegate that to me, I just get the whole voting powers up for.
I nominate Bill Genoway.
I'll second that nomination.
There you go, Bill. You had to speak up. All in favor of having Bill Genoway be our PSATS delegate, signify by saying aye. Aye. You're welcome, Tony.
You know, Bill, what Navy really stands for. Never again volunteer yourself.
Well, you didn't even give me the chance to vote no.
Oh. Anyone opposed? Be signified by saying nay. The next item on the agenda is the proclamation for the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday. The school district holds an annual celebration every year in January to honor Martin Luther King Jr. And it's a short proclamation, and please give me the honor of reading the proclamation. I also serve on the committee for this committee. Proclamation for Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday. Whereas legislation has set aside the third Monday of January as the official holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr., and whereas according to the Act, the holiday shall serve as a time for Americans to reflect on the principles of racial equality and nonviolent social change espoused by Martin Luther King Jr. And whereas across the nation and throughout the world, celebrations are held to commemorate the life and work of Dr. King. And whereas the nation is honoring Dr. King, who dedicated his life to the pursuit of a dream, the principle of which our nation's founders wrote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whereas the Upper Marion Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Committee has formed and planned a local observation in honor of Dr. King, now therefore be it resolved this day, January 5th, 2026, the Upper Marion Board of Supervisors hereby honors the memory and achievements of Dr. King and encourages all citizens to join together at the Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday Observance Wednesday, January 7th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Upper Marion Area High School. Resolved this fifth day of January 2026 by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township, attested by Anthony Hamaday, Township Manager, and myself, Tina Garzillo, the Chairperson.
Madam Chair, may I comment?
Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For many years, I also served on the Dr. King Holiday Committee, and I haven't been nearly as involved over the last few years, and that's on me. And over the years, I'm proud of the work that the Dr. King Committee has done in Upper Marion Township. I do feel like, at times, that the Dr. King Committee and the event speaks to people who already agree with the mission, and that it is hard sometimes to speak to the people who I think need to hear it the most. I'm also, you know, proud of some of the friendships I've made over the years with people who served on the Dr. King Committee. And I want to talk about one person very briefly who I met over the years on the Dr. King Committee. Her name is Angela Della Valle. And as many of you know, Angela Della Valle is dealing with a situation where her husband has been detained by ICE and is being moved around from location to location to location, and what I believe to be denial of his rights and the rights of his family. Now, for many, many years, Upper Marion Township has verbally, so to speak, not discriminated against people based on immigration status. As some of you may know, that has been added orally, or verbally, to our swearing in tonight for Chair Garzillo, and hopefully in the future for other people as well. Over the last few months, I've talked with many residents who believe that that is not far enough. And I've heard the arguments to and for a welcoming ordinance. And one of the arguments is that, well, there could be economic ramifications for a welcoming ordinance, and that is possible. And anyone who says that economics doesn't matter, well, economics does matter. It matters because, you know, we have a set budget and we have a certain amount of money we have to spend on various services. People don't like it when the economy isn't doing as well because that makes it difficult for us to spend money on X or Y or Z, and it may limit our programs. It may result in tax increases. But economics aren't everything. People who are willing to sacrifice deep personal rights, habeas corpus for money, deserve neither habeas corpus nor money. I want to, at this point in time, announce that I am going to support a welcoming ordinance. It is my hope that in the coming months, other supervisors will join me in supporting a welcoming ordinance that will protect all residents in Upper Meridian Township, regardless of their immigration status. I know that not every member of the Board of Supervisors feels that way right now, and that is fine. But it's my hope that that will change, and I certainly continue to encourage any resident who supports a welcoming ordinance in Upper Meridian Township to lobby their Board of Supervisors, to lobby their elected officials, just like any other resident has the right to do so on any other issue. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Could I also speak to that? Okay. I would just add my agreement with Supervisor Wax, and I would actually argue that there is an economic aspect to immigrants, because the immigrants that I have come in contact with, not just as a supervisor, but just as a resident, they are very hardworking people and they pay taxes. So there is an economic issue there as well, and that's a positive. I would definitely support a welcoming ordinance for Upper Meridian Township. When we spoke, both Supervisor Wax and I spoke with our chief of police several months ago about this issue, and we were assured that when the police deal with any people who they have police actions with, they never consider someone's immigration status, their gender, their race, or anything else. They just look at the purported issue or crime. It is only when someone has been arrested that they will ask for specific information from the people who have been arrested. And at that point, they will take whatever steps are appropriate. So I think there's probably no one in this room, and there's probably, I would guess, few to none in Upper Meridian Township who could say that they are not the product of immigrants, unless they are 100% Native American, either North American or South American. So we are all immigrants' children and grandchildren and so on. So I would agree with Supervisor Wax about the possible discussion with my fellow board members and see if we cannot come to an agreement about having some sort of specific ordinance to welcome immigrants in Upper Meridian Township. So if you want to lobby anyone, you can save your breath with me and with Supervisor Wax. And I don't know, I have not really discussed this with my fellow supervisors, so they're free to make their decisions, and we'll have discussions, I'm sure, going forward. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, next item on the agenda is any additional business. That seemed like that was additional business, but any additional business? No? No? Okay. Next item on the agenda is public comment. So this is public comment for any item that was not on the agenda proper. Please come to the podium, identify yourself, and this is for public comment, not for Q&A and debate with the supervisors.
My name is Peggy Murray, resident of Wheatley Road, Upper Marion. I wanted to express my disappointment that it was such a struggle to make a decision on the zoning board that's out there. Secondly, the additional business, I just want some clarification. When you say a welcoming ordinance, are you saying that Upper Marion wants to welcome illegal immigrants? I don't have a problem with, look at me, my parents were both from Ireland. No problem with immigrants, but I just want clarification if you're talking about illegal immigrants versus immigrants.
Peggy, can I ask you to have private conversation with the two supervisors who brought that topic up rather than having discussion current?
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to come to the podium? Hearing and seeing none, we're in a position.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, and we are adjourned for the evening.